Shalom Avracha to everybody. We are in the eighth day of Hanukkah, even though last night we lit the last of the eight candles, but we're still in the eighth day of Hanukkah. The mitzvah of Chachamim established the Hoydei to the Halev, which Rashi says means to say Alanisim and Halev. So we say Halev this morning, but we still have the 26 Alanisim, Mincha, somebody to another Suda, other Alanisim. At times, when you come to the end of a Chag, sounds a little bit, gives a little feeling of anticlimax, especially on the Hanukkah. Because every Chag has its thing. The Hanukkah, every day, we're building up. Went from one candle to two to three. One of the reasons why we say Hallel every day, it's not enough for one Hallel for the whole Yontif, is because every day is a new day. There's a higher level of display of Hashem's tremendous love to us. That's the idea of these reasons. The nation of the Ner Chanukah was Hashem is showing you went above and beyond your natural means to be nice and nefesh for Kedushas Yisrael. Avoided in the base of Mikdash, Torah, Oiskei Sora Sechel, like we say in the Alanisim, Tzadikim, Tehoidim. That's what Klai Yisrael is all about. So, we showed Hashem that we're going without any boundaries. We're with you, Hashem, under all circumstances. And Hashem said, I'm going to bring you this fire, like we explained briefly the other week. The fire milamala, the ish milamala, that has a special supernatural ability to produce light without consuming the oil. And every day was a bigger and a more intense miracle, because Hashem does it one time, Bakasha, but he sustains it over the period of the full 70 years. That showed that most Hashem going out of self. A full display of how the Nez represents light in the darkness. That's what we've gone through. So every day we have more and more light in this dark world. And once again, the darkness of the world, this doesn't mean that we're physically blind. Because Baruch Hashem, we're able to see, the beauty of the world. But the beauty of the physical world in respect to the beauty of the spiritual world that is behind it is equivalent to a blind person. Even a person is partially blind, or even at night. It's interesting to note that at night we're all partially blind. If you notice, when it's not so light outside, it's not pitch black, it's dark, you can almost see black and white. And that's the way Hashem set up the human eye, that the receptors for color only are activated with a certain level of light. When there's less than that level of light, then the part of the eye that can see could only see black and white. It's not just that it's not something about it's too dark to see colors. Of course, Hashem could have set it up otherwise, but that's the way Hashem set it up. They need a large amount of light to activate the system that sees colors in your brain and in your eye. And that's also a muscle of life. One could say it could suffice with black and white. It's a pity if you could see color. When you have that level of light, that activates the color. It's the same thing with spiritual life. When a person has a certain level of spiritual existence, they just does everything to get by, so he may have a certain spiritual world, but it's also a bechina of black and white. He doesn't really see the beauty. He doesn't see the uplifting greatness of being netted from the Siyata Shemaya, the closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get from every mitzvah, every Maitan Tovim that we do. So when we're lighting in Chanukah and Menorah, we're basically displaying to ourselves, we recognize what true light is. True light is the light of the Mala, the spiritual light, that enlightens our whole lives, makes a difference. So with that in mind, we can understand that, oh, I did one light, two lights, eight lights. Zoyis Chanukah, Zoyis represents, I see it. I finally came to recognition, and now suddenly the next day, no light. We're back into the darkness. So obvious the chas v'sholom. We don't go back into darkness.
Yeah, that's true.
And it means that you need 8 days to arouse yourself again. The real light is. The light is not that electric light, fluorescent light, the lead light. Doesn't make a difference where it's coming from. It's just a physical light. That's also the coast is black and white. Every day we like to have to know, remind ourselves again. Look what happened. It was such a dark period. Klai Yisrael was in suffering, spiritual suffering, physical suffering. The Chashmonoim saw the light. They saw Hashem is just doing this to test us. They stood up to it. They were zeicha to the light of the Menorah, the spiritual light, the light that does not consume, it just elevates them. But as Yeshua is, Hashem God Makodesh Boi Lachem Necho, that we say in Alanisim, Kayyim Hazeh, like today. We're saying today we still remember the great revelation that you made so many years ago. So that's what we're doing now. It's time to sit back a little bit. We're not looking at the candles, the humble candles, but we are looking back at the message instilled within ourselves day after day. This idea, there is a good light out there. It's available for each one of us. It's just a matter of looking at it. So it's a shame to take advantage of it. Think about it, how fortunate we are to have gone through these 8 days. And it's not anti-climax. Rather, now it's like when you want to light a good fire, so you have to take some twigs and you have to take matches and you take this. So it catches. We need those 8 days for the light to catch within our neshamas, within our own eyes. And now our own eyes are going to be able to see the light. We activated the full color vision of Olam Haruchni beyond the three dimensions of this physical world to a greater, greater dimension. And now we will look at things. Everywhere we go, we can see the beauty of the world that Kosh Bok created for us. Even in the physical world, see the beauty of it. And opportunities for mitzvahs and mitzvahs and toysim every second of our life. Everything, it's not 1 second of our life. If someone can find like a second in his life that he has an opportunity for mitzvah, he's not looking well enough. Something problem with his spiritual vision. When we have good spiritual vision, we see wherever it is, wherever I am, it's always I can do it right. It's in the way. Stop for a second. This is what Hashem wants me to do. And I do it. I was ready to see it in the right fashion. And with that way, we can live our lives in a new, uplifted fashion. Like the Chashmonoim, everybody has certain dark points in his life, hardships in his life. And the whole world is going through various hardships. That's the external thing. That's the black and white image. Now we were zeicha to activate the full color, full three-dimensional vision, and see the beauty of the world Hashem has put in this, appreciate it, and together with that take advantage of all these unlimited opportunities for Torah and Mitzvah and Torah and Kiddush Elokim and all the Siyata Shemaya that comes from it. But you can pray with the same baby like that, like praying for Rimei for Eidim Haba, Shemi Zeicha, to take this message with us. We're not going to say Alanisim, but we'll still say Moedim. Say Moedim, with a deeper feeling, deeper understanding, and be able to share the simcha of Yeshua and us, his manas there, because everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shalom, everybody. Nice to hear you. Go to Shalom.